They put down with a steam concrete mixer. Big old machine what just went along steam powered and laid the concrete as it went. They put down about 6-8 inches of concrete and then they put asphalt on top of that. But I don't guess your things such as bulldozers was even developed till World War II. Not very big. Because they use old chain drive trucks to put down tifting load. Like the old early Max what had the chain drive on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know where you've seen them or not.
There's a Mack factory up by me, and I've seen big models of them.
Yeah, 50 I got an old fire truck with that chain drive on each side.
What is it, big? Can you describe it?
A chain drive?
Yeah.
It's just like a motorcycle drive. I mean, you got a chain on each side, and that's what it drives instead of the regular differential.
There's two of them?
Yeah, two chains. Got a chain on each side, drive it. Rear end. And, a lot of your earlier heavy duty trucks had that chain drive on them. It didn't develop the heavy trucks till after World War II right on. Not what you got to take.
Where did everybody used to get their trucks back then?
Well, they used Fords and Chevrolets, and they'd take a T model T truck and put what they call a Lincoln transmission in it.
What's that?
That was a regular shifting gear. That would make it more powerful.
What did it have before?
I don't know, it wouldn't have a transmission. I guess it just had a clutch and a pedal and a brake. And then they put that Lincoln transmission in it, which was a regular shifting gear, and that would make it more powerful.
Why was it called Lincoln transmission?
I guess that was a brand name. Probably Ford made it. And I know some of them, a lot of them had that. Because that was the only shifting gears to run. I guess a Model T was the first of the automatic drive that had the clutch and the brake and the reverse in the middle. And when you're on the start, you just mash that clutch in, and as you got it going, you let the clutch out and they keep it going. Then if you're on the back up, you mash down the reverse.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's planetary gears.
What do you mean? What's that?
Planetary gear. Mm-hmm. That depends on the speed anything to go in when it changes. Just like your Honda, so you gotta get them to running so fast before it picks up any speed. It's got, say when it gets to 15 mile an hour, it goes up one range, get 20, go up another range. The faster you go, the more changes.
And did that by itself?
Yeah, it didn't do it by itself.
So it's like the first automatic transmission?
Yeah, it had bands in there on it. And sometimes the bands would burn out and you had to fix them back over. But
could you get that fixed in town?
Oh yeah, real simple. I mean, wouldn't be no trouble getting. They always had a lot of upkeep on them. I mean, most anything back then, cause very few cars last over 40,000 miles. And your first tires wouldn't run over. A few of them run 5,000 and 6,000, and then they finally got 10,000. And
what kind of tires were they? And remember, are they different from ones today?
Oh yeah, yeah, they were rubber tires.
And they
solved. No, they're all pneumatic. Because let's see, about 1945, I believe it was. No, it was earlier than that. It might have been 44. We sold the first all synthetic tires here. And they were what? I believe most tires back then were a 616. That was your most popular size.
What does that mean?
That was a tire a lot smaller than what you run on these days. I mean, it had a 6-inch height on it and about a 4-inch tread, I guess. And that was an all synthetic tire. It had 4 ounces of natural rubber to tie the bead together.